mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm back. I feel like I was just talking to Joe. I feel like it's been more than a week. I took a week off, and you were gone for.
I was gone the whole week.
No Warriors games.
Yeah, no Warriors games anymore. So it seemed weird coming back.
I know. I'm all, gosh, I've been gone so long, and I'm like, no, I was gone 1 week. So anyway, I want to thank Keith Becker for filling in for me last week. I'm Allison Norman. This is the Real Estate Hour, or Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and we're here every Sunday morning, whether I'm here or not. We got to fill the spot. So occasionally I need to take a day off, and I'm glad that I have a few people I can call on to come in and keep you all in the know and entertained and let you know what's going on in real estate in Sonoma County and across the country, but mostly we focus on Sonoma County in the Bay Area. Here on KSRO, it's 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and always streaming live on KSRO.com. And then we're podcast. So if you missed the show, or you come in halfway through and you weren't paying attention for a minute and you missed some vital information, about a half an hour, you know, probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock, Joe usually has the podcast up, and that's at KSRO.com. And you go to shows, and you hit the little drop-down menu, and you go to Ask the Expert, and then drop down there, and the first one right at the top, Allison Norman / Real Estate, that's me. And that's where you'll find all the past shows, and that includes Mike Kelly's shows. It goes back to about 2016. So a lot of great information there. And then we also have the Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour. No, we changed it again because now it is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and that's what it's called at KSRO today on Sundays, and that's also what it's called on Facebook. So it's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. If you're new to the Real Estate Hour, Mike was the founder and, you know, driving force for over 25 years of the Real Estate Hour. He passed this beginning of the year, sadly, and we miss him a lot, and we could not let this show just go away. So as a past business partner and friend and co-host for a while here on the Real Estate Hour, I came back to keep the show going. So if you didn't know that and you said, why is it called Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour? That is why. It's his show, and it always will be. And we're continuing the legacy, bringing you great real estate information, and not just real estate information, but information about things happening in the community that affect real estate. We had Keith Becker on last week talking a lot about, you know, about rental properties, and that is a part of real estate. But on the other end, as, you know, tenants and how, you know, what your rights are and what you can do. So we cover a lot of things, affordable housing. We cover, you know, community events, things that are good or bad in the community. They all affect real estate one way or another. You know, the strength of a community really does equate to the strength of a real estate market, in my opinion. So, so we cover it all anyway. and you know, as soon as I started driving here this morning, I got this tickle in my chest, and I've been coughing, and I don't know what that's all about. So hopefully I can make it through the show without doing that. If I don't, I apologize, and we'll hit the mute button if we need to. But we're going to talk. I'm speaking of Keith Becker, who is general manager, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Keith. He will be calling in because I was heading to the show and noticed or getting ready for the show and noticed a Facebook post that he posted about what's happening with the Section 8 program in Sonoma County. They are changing to a different program, and it's really disturbing and what's going on. And then also SB, I was actually going to talk about SB 329, which covers, which makes everybody have to accept Section 8. And there's a reason why that's being opposed. And it's too, anyway, it's too complicated of a program to require everybody to get involved in it and accept that. But now they've got this new program. So we're going to talk about Keith. He's going to call in about 9:30. I said, why don't you call? And because he can explain it better than I can. And that's, you know, his business is helping land, you know, homeowners, investors through that process of renting out their homes if they're choosing to be investors with their homes. So anyway, so he'll call in. We're going to talk a little bit about rates and about, you know, what happened in June in real estate. I know we're like the last day of June, but the last day to close escrow was on the 28th on Friday. so we have most of the numbers in. I know a lot of people, you know, forget and wait until the beginning of next week, and then the numbers go up a little bit. But it's a pretty clear, you know, number at this point of what happened in May. So I'll talk about that a little bit. There's also a new program, Freddie Mac, that has a choice. It's called Choice Renovation, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. It's a renovation loan that is not an FHA product. It's a new Freddie Mac product. And I'll talk to you a little bit about that, and then I'll try and get a lender in here to kind of talk some more about that. And then I also want to talk about, you know, things getting your home ready for the market, some remodeling mistakes that you can make, and how to avoid that. And that's a lot of what I do. You know, if you're thinking about putting your house on the market and you're, you know, you want to do some updates first, or you want to paint the house, or you want to redo the kitchen, you know, let's talk about it first and look at what makes sense to do as far as putting your house in the market and selling. Maybe some of what you want to do is not a good idea. Or let's make sure you do it right. But then also, if you're thinking about selling your house in 5 years, you know, but you want to, you know, add a swimming pool, or you want to, you know, add a bedroom on, or add a bathroom, it's important that you do it right, because it will come back to bite you when you put it on the market if you do it wrong. So we'll talk about that as well. I'll throw out the interest rates, and then we're going to take a break. So interest rates now still really low, and you know, they're trying to get keeping the rates low to get homeowners out there, and I think it's helping. We do have a lot of buyers looking. We have buyers that were not able to afford a certain price point, and now they're coming back and going, oh, you know, now that the interest rates have gone down, we can afford a little bit higher price with the same payment, which is kind of what the result they're hoping for, you know, the feds, when they lower the interest rates so that people can get into a home whereas they couldn't before. So the rates I pulled up this morning are all under 4%. And let me just say, this is, you know, best case scenario, perfect credit score. You know, everything's lined up, everything's good. You get that lowest interest rate. If you have even the littlest sometimes of, you know, debt to income, or your credit score is a little higher, or, you know, your job history is a little tricky, you're a little bit higher of a risk, you're going to fall into a little bit higher interest rate. And then you can buy, you know, you can pay points to buy down an interest rate, you know, so there's all kinds of different ways to do it. But the interest rate is 30-year fixed rate, 3.875 is a number several different lenders are reporting online. And again, I say that online, don't just go to one of those sites and put in your income and they say, here's what you qualify, here's what your interest rate will be. It's so important to talk to a lender and really give them all of your information. You can't even just call a lender and say, what is your interest rate? You know, because they're all very similar. You know, everybody has certain different programs that they can do, and maybe they can get you a little bit better interest rate based on your personal circumstances. But you can't just call and say, what's your interest rate? So it's really important to sit down with a lender and find out. But, you know, just looking at this, the interest rates all the way down, 30-year fixed rate, 3.875, 30-year fixed rate VA, 3.25. Now, I know I'm working with a VA buyer right now, and I know they're paying a higher interest rate than that. And again, there's certain things that go into place that add on some points and some, or not just some, you know, some things that raise up that interest rate. So important to talk to your lender, but the point of all of this is interest rates are crazy low right now. And if you were looking even a couple of months ago, they've gone down since then. And especially if you were looking at the end of last year, really talk to your lender again and say, okay, let's look at the interest rate now and what I would qualify now, because I would bet you that you can now look at a higher priced home than you were. And maybe you weren't finding what you were looking for in that lower priced home, or it was a much more competitive market, and you were getting beat out on things. So now you can just bump it up a little bit more and see if you can get that home. So let's talk about that. If you're curious, you can give me a call, 707-799-3617. I'll help you through that process, and I can help you find a lender as well. If you have your own lender, definitely sit down, talk with them, or give them a call and see what you can do to get into a home. It's what I love to do, is help people get into a home. I am a happy homeowner, and that was one of the best things I ever did. As a single mom, buying a home and having a secure place for my mom. So for my kids, as a mom, having a secure place for my kids to grow up in, it's really important to me. So if you are a first-time buyer and really trying to get into a home, let's talk about it, and I would be glad to help you through the process and see if we can get you into a home. We're going to take a little break. This is the Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. When we come back, I've got lots of stuff to talk about. So stay tuned. Talking about real estate here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. I think it's going to be another warm day, but not quite as hot as it was. Well, I don't know if it... It wasn't too hot. There was a breeze yesterday. It was a nice day. We like those nice days where you're not melting, but you're also not cold. and typical Sonoma County.
My phone says a high of 79.
Oh, thank you. So yeah, isn't it nice we can
average,
just do
yeah.
that? Yeah, that's my perfect weather is in the 70s.
And tomorrow is July.
I know, right? How did that happen?
I don't
even understand. I don't understand. How are we? God, already halfway through the year. Anyway, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, I was thanking Keith Becker, DD's Rental, for covering for me last week. And then I was going to let you tell you a little bit about why I was gone. And I called into the show. So if you were paying attention, you know why I wasn't here. But I was at the Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk, which is an annual event. It's been actually going on for 25 years. This was the 25th anniversary of the Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk. It's held in San Francisco at Chrissy Field, right out there under the Golden Gate Bridge. Unfortunately, it was foggy, and you could not see the Golden Gate Bridge. Last year, we got some great pictures, standing there right at the base of the Golden Gate Bridge, but you couldn't see it this year. Anyways, it's a fun event. It brings in over 2,000 people. I didn't get an actual number this year of what it is, but we did meet our goal of $430,000 raised, and that all goes directly to the National Brain Tumor Society, which is obviously a national company or organization, that really focuses on funding research and testing of new medications and new treatments for brain tumors. And this brain tumors, and then there's brain tumors, you know, there's benign and there's malignant. There's some are cancer, some are not, but they're all brain tumors and they all need to be dealt with. And they're very specific medications and treatments needed because we have this thing called a blood-brain barrier, which keeps everything out of your brain so that you don't, you know, because your brain is your, you know, life force. It's what it's what runs everything. So it's really hard to get past that blood-brain barrier. So treatments are very necessary. $430,000 raised. You know, they said $9 million or over $9 million has been raised in the 25 years of this Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk. And then they do walks all over the country. So it's really nice to see a lot of money going. And this is all kind of organic money going in. There's not a lot of the medical pharmaceutical companies that contribute to studies. It's just not, it's kind of what they call an orphan disease. It hasn't been picked up by any of the major drug companies. So it's really important that we do help fund. So if you ever hear of anything from National Brain Tumor Society, get involved if you can, even if it's a little bit of your time or your money. It's super important, and I have obviously a personal stake in that myself. So in my family, so which I've talked about on the show before, and we won't get into now because we got lots of stuff to talk about. But I wanted to just kind of give you an update on that. It was a great event. Thank you, Keith, for filling in for me so I could do that with my family, and we raised a lot of money. So it's good stuff. So. Back to real estate. I want to, before I forget, I have a open house, and it's 3364 Andy Way, and that's up off of Chenate. And you turn on to Terralinda. Your GPS is going to tell you to turn on Nielsen, but don't do that. Turn on Terralinda. Go head into Lomita Heights, and follow the signs from there, or you know, I think your GPS will reset at that point. Go, oh, I see where you're going, because right now it's telling you to go on to Nielsen, which dead ends at a fire gate where you can't get through. So don't do that. Anyway, it is a three. It's showing as a four bedroom, but really it's a three bedroom with an office. There is not a closet in the fourth bedroom, but the tax records say it's four bedroom. So MLS says, hey, it's a four bedroom. So that's what we're calling it. And it's just under 2,000 square feet. Nice, really mature landscaping. Lots of ivy and oak tree and a big deck. It's a really pretty, very private lot on a dead-end street. It's a great property. It's listed at 825, and I will be there today from 1 to 4, so I hope you come on by and see it. You know, it needs a little bit of updating, which, you know, allows you to get in there and put your personal touches on that. So come see me, 1 to 4, 3364 Andy Way. And then I want to talk about something that it's really surprising. So we're going to do shark alert. Dun, 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 dun. Joe, cue this shark alert. I'm going to do it. We haven't done one in a while, but
I think this is your first one.
I think so.
This is your virgin shark alert.
Well, I've done it. I've done them on the show with Mike, but we haven't had a need for it. But here comes the shark. Anyway. Dun, dun. You know, it's funny because I was sorry. Okay, cue down the shark. I was talking to my daughter just yesterday about Jaws. When Jaws came out, I don't know how long ago it was, but that beginning scene of Jaws with the girl out in the ocean, the lady. Oh my God, I was on the swim team when I was young when that. And talk about, I mean, how dumb that you're afraid
to
go
in
the. No, I did, but you're still in the water. Obviously, you're in a pool. There aren't any sharks, but it was just that. Remembering that scene and how scary it was to be yanked under the water. Anyway, so I got completely pulled away. And there actually was just recently somebody killed by a shark, which is really scary. So anyway, this shark alert has nothing to do with sharks, but has to do with scams. And Mike and I started, you know, doing a shark alert when there were things that were really important to talk about that needed to be addressed or not addressed, but needed. We just wanted to warn people about. And, you know, this has been going on for years, really for years in Craigslist, the rental ads and the rental scams. And I'm like, God, is that still happening? that you'd think that we would have figured it out, that this, you know, somebody, they're, oh, sorry, I'm currently out of the country, or I'm out of state, I have a sick relative, I need to rent this house out. Can you just send me the money or wire the money to this account? I'll mail you a key. I don't know why people are still thinking that that's okay. I just don't get it, but they are. And there was a recent, you know, that's one. There's one like that where, and then I think they just do that to a bunch of people and they get this money and there is no house or you never get a key. So really be careful with that. If it's, you know, online, if it's too good to be true, be like, wow, that's really great rent. Look at this place, you know. And then the person says, I'm currently out of the country with a sick relative or something. Please, please, please see the red flag and don't do that. But this other thing that just happened recently, and it was reported by the South San Francisco Police Department, and there was a house, I don't know if it was a house or a condo on Valencia Drive in San Francisco. There was a cloned ad on, it was a real estate ad. This house was listed for sale, but they cloned it and they made it for rent. And they actually rented out this property. It says the victims never met the landlord. So actually the property was in fact on the market as a rental. It was not for sale. It was a rental, but it was through a real estate company. These guys cloned the ad and made it go to them. They rented out this thing. They never met the landlord, but they sent the money. They sent the security deposit. They got the key. They show up at the house. It's for rent. The person actually went and changed the locks to this rental property and was able to give the key to the person. They moved in, and the realtor who was the leasing agent showed up, and they're all, what are you doing here? And they said, well, this is our house. We just rented it. So they had to kick him out. And these people lost their money. And there's nothing that can be done about it. I don't think you can find the person, you know. So they lost out, and it's unfortunate. But, it's just odd. And it's not odd. It's odd to me that people are still getting caught up in these scams. And I think, you know, we just, the technology keeps getting smarter and smarter to where you really can be easily fooled. So some of the tips here, this were tips from the San Francisco Police Department who was involved with this, but their tips, review your contract thoroughly, have a friend or family member view it as well, make sure you didn't miss anything, go to the property, schedule a viewing and confirm that the property actually exists, and then arrange to meet the landlord or realtor in person. There shouldn't be ever a time that you rent a property without actually meeting the person who say they're the owner or the landlord. And then if they have questions that they're avoiding, if things feel a little off, you know, be aware and be alert to that. If you're asked to transfer money through the internet or wire money out of the country, you know, that's a huge red flag. Don't do that. Is there an urgency or pressure to get the deal done quickly? They're all like, we have to do this quickly. You know, there's other people looking, and hurry, hurry, and send the money, and here's the key, and, you know, be alert to that. And then, is the deal too good to be true? It is too good. If it's too good to be true, it's probably a scam. So be aware of that, and don't get yourself caught up in that, please. That's our shark alert for today. You know, and you ever have a question, is this house really for rent? Call me and I'll see if I can find out. I'll call, you know, my contacts, and we can look it up and we can find out. So don't get caught up in that. So we get to go to news. And then when we come back, Keith Becker's calling in because I wanted him to address this new change in the Section 8, this new program. I forget what they're calling it. He's going to let us know. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We will be right back after the news with more real estate talk.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Donald Trump's become the first U.S. president while in office to set foot in North Korea. He and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un sat and chatted in the demilitarized zone first. Kim through a translator.
Through this meeting today, we are in the process of achieving complete denuclearization and permanent peace.
President Trump says U.S. and North Korean negotiators will restart talks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo aboard Air Force One on the way back to the U.S.
We do have a jumping off point for these discussions, which will put us in a place place where we can truly evaluate if there's a clear path forward.
Democrats sound unimpressed. Presidential contender Julian Castro says nothing's changed. Castro on ABC's This Week disputing part of the crisis at the southern border.
We're big enough to do that. There have been times in our history in this country where we're taking in a lot more people, and we became a stronger nation for it.
5 decades of LGBTQ pride being celebrated with a parade in New York to mark the 50th anniversary of the police raid that sparked the modern-day gay rights movement. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Jeff Woodworth filling in for Daniel Trucios. Sunny skies and wind gusts ranging from 15 to 20 miles per hour leave us with a daytime high of 80 degrees, 65 along the coast. Later tonight will feature clear skies and an overnight low around 49 degrees. The current warming trend is expected to run through Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Here on KSRO, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We're at 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 a.m. and streaming live at KSRO.com. And then always podcast if you miss the show. Also at KSRO.com, just look for shows, Ask the Expert, and look for Allison Norman. That's me. You can look at all the old shows that that I've done, and then also Mike Kelly, and then some that Mike and I did together. So lots of good information on that, those podcasts. So I asked, I was getting ready to go on the show today to head down here, and I saw something that Keith Becker, Dee Dee's Rental, put on Facebook, and I'm all, oh my gosh, you need, and it was kind of what I was going to talk about, is that SB 329 and how it had been, I guess it's been delayed, But CAR, California Association of Realtors, is opposing it, and that has to do with Section 8 enforcing landlords to accept Section 8. But there was a big change, I guess, and I asked Keith to call in. So I have Keith on the line, Keith Becker, Dee Dee's Rentals. Hello.
Allison.
Hey, how are you?
Long time.
I know. We seem to talk a lot lately. I thanked you over the airwaves, but I want to thank you also. I think I thanked you over the phone too. But thank you for covering for me last week. It was nice that I could get away and do what I needed to do. And you know, I listened to the podcast, and there was some great information that you had for both landlords.
I listened to it afterward. I listened to it once it was done and realized, okay, I hadn't said anything that was like really wrong or really stupid, or
you did a good job.
So yeah, it was okay.
You did a good job. No, it was good information, both for tenants and for property owner, landlord. So it was good, nice and even. Yeah. And thank you for that. But
that's always the challenge.
I know, right? Yes, for you especially, you have to, you know, you have to be on both sides. Okay, so you posted something about a new housing choice voucher lottery wait list, which is opening July 1st. Can you talk about that and what this is? Section 8, but there's been some changes? Or tell me what's going on.
This is Section 8. And A friend of mine actually works within the program, and actually, if you were able to get her on your show, she'd probably have a wealth of information to be able to tell you. But my understanding is basically that this wait list for houses in Sonoma County has just built up so much, built and built and built over the course of years, that it is collapsing under its own weight.
Right.
And you realize, I am an independent property manager. I don't work for the organization, so this is my understanding.
Yeah, well, my understanding is it's a years-long wait list. It's not, you know, if you, and Section 8 is assistance, and it's a voucher program where the government or the county is giving the person a portion of rent. Right, is that
right.
Kind of to put it into, you know, very simple terms, and it's a huge waiting list.
And the challenge is basically that you are in the waiting list, and then once you actually get to the front of the list, you have a limited period of time during which to actually use your voucher, which is now considered to be active. And if you do not find yourself a residence within that time period, basically you lose it.
Oh, my gosh.
It has been just a morass of a program, and it appears that they decided, you know what, the way to fix this is to lose that queue and instead basically just make it a lottery system where everybody's thrown into the pot and we pull out names. What's tragic is that there are people who have been waiting for years. And now suddenly it's like, yeah, I know you might have been 3 days away from being at the front of the list. Too bad.
Yeah.
You know, you are now part of the great group that is just going to start over from scratch.
Yeah, that's, I mean, what a...
There's another thing, and do realize, landlords, individual landlords have issue with, and I want to differentiate between the individuals who are the recipients of the program, the individuals who are the tenants, versus the program itself.
Right.
I actually manage probably maybe a dozen properties where I have got tenants who are on either county or city housing assistance.
Mm-hmm.
The tenants are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the program.
Right. And isn't that, and that's what the issue is, right? That it's such an onerous.
That's what the issue is. Correct. Now, coming back to this issue of why is the lottery not a good option. One of the advantages and one of the processes associated with having tenants go through this waiting list is that you have to show your willingness, your commitment, and your dedication to stick with it over the course of days, months, years to get to the front. And you do have to show up, and you do have to remain in, you know, in good compliance with the program before you actually get to the front of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, however, you could have somebody who basically just got into the program, you know, last week. Their number is drawn. What does anybody know about the individual? Okay, the vetting process, the preparation process that HUD would otherwise institute is not going to be as robust. That's one issue that I have, which I find just such a tragedy and travesty for all of these applicants who waited for so long to no avail. The other side of this is the program itself. Anytime you have a landlord-tenant relationship, it's a two-part relationship. You've got the landlord and the tenant, and basically it's a two-way interaction.
Mm-hmm.
You throw the government program in, and it suddenly becomes a three-point interaction.
Right.
There's a relationship that the tenant has with the landlord. There's the relationship that the tenant has with the housing program, and then there is the relationship that the landlord has to have with the housing program itself.
Mm-hmm.
That last leg of the triangle is the one that's the problem, because it shouldn't be required that you force private owners into an agreement with a governmental agency, no matter what that governmental agency is. The program itself is slow, complicated. I did have one situation years ago where I had a property where, yeah, we thought we were going to do a housing tenant move in. They came in to do their inspection, and the laundry list of things that they wanted done was in excess of $6,000 before they would actually allow the tenant to move in. Owners can't afford this.
Right.
Not all owners can afford this.
Right, and that's the thing. Some can, and that's great, and they choose to do that program, but it shouldn't be forced on everybody.
They choose to do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what SB 329 is about, and that's why, you know, why we're opposing it. And like you said, and I think that's an important thing to remember, is this is not opposing a tenant and somebody hit the mute button and somebody, you know, now I forgot my train of thought, but anyway, this isn't against being able to get housing and get assistance with housing, and it's the program itself that we're all having an issue with and having it forced onto property owners.
The source of income is one of the protected classes. And I actually went through all of them.
You
last
did.
Week.
I know that was interesting.
To the best
I feel
of my
so
account.
Smart now because I listened
income,
to
them. The source of income is one of the protected classes.
Uh-huh.
Now, source of income basically is presumed to be money that is paid to your applicant/tenant, mm-hmm. delivered to them in a legal and verifiable way.
Right.
Housing assistance is not income because it is not paid to the individual tenant/applicant.
Right.
It is actually, it bypasses the applicant entirely and is paid to the housing provider. So starting there, it's genuinely not income.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, you know, just coming back to the idea that, you know, we're going to mandate and force you to engage in a government program.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I am so looking forward to being forced to,
yeah.
you know.
Well, currently, where it's being, I know it was opposed by CAR, California Association of Realtors, and it says here in an email I received, I think you probably received it too, is saying that it had been delayed. And are you hearing anything about it moving forward? What's going on with that?
You know, with the failure of Prop 10 last year, there are so many different efforts that are being instituted this year to try to circumnavigate the Prop 10 failure.
Mm.
You know, different ways of trying to institute something that will have the function of being a type of rent control.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, I ran out of time. I was talking.
I know, it goes quickly, doesn't it?
We need to build housing. All of this other stuff.
Right.
You know,
you want
to participate in the HUD program, do it on your own.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're right. And they're trying to do all these fancy things and complicated things to make affordable housing. And the bottom line is we need more housing. And we need, you know, that's the bottom line. And that will fix a lot. In my opinion. So, in a lot of people's opinions. Anyway, speaking of time, we're going to have to take a break. So I really appreciate you calling in. And,
of course,
I think you explained that, you know, from your personal perspective as a property manager, I wanted to have you explain it more, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with it. And I really feel for those people that have been waiting in the line.
Oh,
and you know, God, what a you know, slap in the face, kick in the gut, you know.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and thank you so much.
Of course, I look forward
looking forward to hearing you talking about rentals and stuff like investment.
I'll be back.
You'll be back. Okay. Thanks, Keith. Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. That was Keith Becker, Dee Dee's Rentals, a great property manager here in Sonoma County. Always staying on top of things when it comes to what's happening in the government with rent control and rent, anything that's going to affect homeowners and investors. With rentals. So always great to hear from him. We're going to come back and talk about numbers, which I mentioned and then never said. And then we'll talk about some remodeling mistakes. And I think we're going to run out of time after that. So I'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO every Sunday morning.
Drive Hall of Famer and our good friend Jason Stanford.
New York-style rudeness by just blathering into conversations and demanding the attention when other people were talking. He really made a case for why New York City should secede from the country.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back, and here we are in the final, 13 minutes of the show. It goes by so fast. You know, it's funny because we have guests that come on, and sometimes they're a little nervous, and you know, so once you start talking, it just, that clock goes by quickly, and I always have way more to talk about than I have time to talk about, so I guess it's better than not having enough. Anyway, so I want to, you know, I mentioned I'm going to talk about numbers, and then I never did, so just real quickly, I wanted to tell you what's happening. Sonoma County Real Estate, right now there are 1,129 active single-family homes on the market right now. 493 pending, and in the month of June, 381 sold. And so, you know, we're still, the numbers are up a little, and I apologize, I didn't grab my notebook that had the numbers from last week or the week before, but, you know, I think they're up a little, but they're staying kind of, you know, pretty steady, and we are selling homes. So the pending and the sold numbers are good. And, you know, once that gap gets smaller and smaller, you know, between the homes on the market and the homes sold, if the gap gets bigger, then we get into a little bit of trouble if you're on the listing side of things. It's great if you're a buyer because suddenly there's all these homes sitting and you can start making some offers. Then maybe you're not having to offer over to get your offer accepted. But in, you know, right now from what I'm seeing and the buyers that I'm working with, we're putting in full price offers or higher if there's multiple offers. And, you know, so it's still a pretty healthy market either way, I think. There are 111 condos actively on the market, 56 pending. And when I say pending, it's contingent and pending. And the difference is contingent means they haven't removed all their contingencies. They haven't done all their inspections or their loan approval isn't done, their appraisal isn't done, all of that. Once it's pending, that means they've done all that, they've done all their looking and inspections, and they are sure they want this house, so they've removed all their contingencies. That makes it pending. So condos, 111 pending, 111 active on the market, 56 pending, and 50 sold. And then residential lots, which we've been keeping an eye on, 392 residential lots in Sonoma County, 53 pending, 16 sold. So, you know, there's a lot on the market, not a lot in escrow, but, you know, that's kind of what we're keeping an eye on because there were so many fire lots and, you know, coming up on October, and I actually met somebody at an open house who mentioned that their home, they were caught up in that, the water issue up in Fountain Grove. So it took them longer to get started to be even able to get in and start building. And now they've had some delays with permits, delays with the builder. they're in a rental that's being paid by their insurance company, and that is going to stop in October. And even though they had this unavoidable delay with the water issue, they've written letters, they've appealed to their insurance company. There's nothing the insurance company will do to extend past that October. So now they're in a rental that is being paid for by the insurance company. And when that goes away, now they're paying their mortgage on the lot that was there in the existing house they had, and they're paying the rent. So they're not going to be able to do that. And that's going to happen to a lot of people. And that's what we're kind of watching to see what's going to happen. I think there's going to be a lot of rentals coming available as people move out of those rentals and back into their homes. I think there's also going to be a lot of lots available. And that's the concern, is that we'll be flooded with lots of people go, I can't keep both. I need to just rent. I need to buy something. I can't make both these payments. And we're going to see some lots going on the market or some more lots. And then things are going to get, tough as far as selling those lots. So something to watch for there. Anyway, those are the numbers for June. And then, lastly, well, I mentioned real quick about this new, there's a Fannie Mac program. Freddie Mac program, not Fannie Mae, it's not an FHA program, but it's a new choice renovation, it's called, and it's the latest solution in financing home improvements. So this is, I think, similar, and I'm going to try and find a lender who's doing these, because it says it's available to all eligible lenders nationwide. So we'll figure out who. If you're a lender and you're listening, let me know if you know about this program and we could talk about it. I will have you come on and talk about it because I think it's great to have these options. So what it is, and so the 203K through FHA, and I think it's similar to that, where they are you're basically financing the cost of the home and the cost of the renovations, and you roll that all up into one loan, and that's the way you do it. And the difference is, this is a Freddie Mac a conventional type loan rather than FHA. So we'll hear more about that, but I think it's great to have extra options when you're buying a home. And they're basically saying they're wanting to allow more people to get into homes and be able to do those renovations and our aging housing stock and think this is going to help. So it'll be good to follow up with that. And so we'll follow up. So speaking of remodeling, Bill, when you get in, and usually those, they really monitor so you have to, within a certain window, have the remodeling done, have the updates done by a contractor within a certain time, and they pay it that way. So that's one thing. But if you're a homeowner and you want to do it yourself, I'm sorry, what's this?
Linda Westcombe.
Oh, is it a caller with a question? Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Linda. So you're out in West County. Did you have a question?
Well, I have a suggestion about the Section 8 lottery.
Okay.
For those people who have been on the list, I don't know how many years the list
is. It's a long. It's I don't know what it is either, but it's long.
Yeah, I mean, let's say it's like eight or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's 10 years. So then they pick somebody from the 8 to 10 year waiting list. Then they pick somebody from the say like 5 to 7 years, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that way, at least those people that have been on there for so long.
Right, that would be nice.
Could stand a chance.
No, it's unfortunate. Unfortunately, I don't think they're thinking it through that much, and I think they essentially got rid of the waiting list and threw everybody in the same pot.
Oh, they already did.
Yeah, that's what I understand. So it's too bad. It's unfortunate.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
No, I really feel for those people because I'm a renter and I know the housing market. I know what it's like. And, I just really feel for them.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, with
yeah,
the
well,
thought.
I know. It was a good idea.
I wish that they would, in general, in politics and decisions that are made, they would think things through before they do
right.
things.
Yes, you I know. Agree. Anyway,
like,
well.
How are we going to deal with this if this doesn't work or, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Well, thank you for the call.
Okay, well,
I
thanks for your
it.
Time, Allison.
All right, you have a good day. Thanks. Yeah, it's too bad. I think it's my understanding that they already made this decision. So it's sad for the people that have been waiting so long. And for the, you know, and Keith made a good point, is that they've had to follow all of these rules and these things they had to do to stay on there, to show, stay in good standing, to stay on that list. And the new people that are coming on don't have to do that. So, you know, it's a little scary out there. So anyway, we've got a few minutes left, I guess about 5 minutes left. I want to talk about, you know, we talked about this remodeling, you know, or renovation loan, but you know what, if so I own my own home, and it definitely has some deferred maintenance that I need to do. That's just, you know, that's what comes with the property. And, you know, so projects, so those are things you have to do. You know, you have to do that. And it's a lot of times we see homeowners just do it themselves. And when you go to sell, there's questions on the disclosures that you as a seller have to fill out that say, did you get permits for this work that you did? Did you have a contractor do it? Was it done in the code? These are all questions you have to answer. And if you can't say, yes, I did, it doesn't mean you can't sell the house, and it doesn't mean you need to go get permits. Now, if you live in certain, a lot of the counties in Marin, they actually do, I know in Nevada, they do a pre-sale check, and they go and check your property. And one of the things is did you have any work done without permits? And I had a property that I sold down there in Nevada that they had put windows in years back. They had put new windows in, and this was a trust sale. They, you know, who knows where the receipt is and the permit, but they didn't ever get permits. And it was actually done by a window company too. And, you know, but it was years back. It was, we couldn't go back and find anything. So they actually had to pay the cost of the permit, that, and it's like, I think it's three times the cost of the permit had you, you know, that it would have cost if you had done it the first time. So things like that, even like putting a water heater in, you're supposed to get a permit. So a lot of us do things. I, you know, I'm guilty for doing a few things myself with my own, because as a homeowner, you just, you know, so, oh, I can do that. So you just do it. So, but just remember, when you sell your house, you're going to be asked that question. Also, when you're, you know, when I'm with buyers out looking at property, I can tell straight off when you walk into a house and you start looking at the work that was done. Oh, this was done by a homeowner. You know, there's a difference between having it done by a contractor and having it done by a homeowner. And not to say that the homeowners, you know, some are contractors and some can do a great job, or, you know, and do a really quality work, but some do not. So just be careful if you are that homeowner. If you're going to be doing your own work, if it's good enough for you, that's great. But think about when you're going to have to sell. And you know, eventually it'll take some value away from the house if it isn't done right. So there was this list of five remodeling mistakes that homeowners make that, it talked a little bit about that. I thought it was a little interesting, but they talked about hiring the wrong contractor. So really vet your contractors. I have some contractors I know. I can always pass them on to you information. I have actually a list of lots of resources. So if you're doing work on your house and you need a resource, a painter, a plumber, you know, give me a call. My number is 707-799-3617. You can always find me on the Facebook page, which is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Ask me for some resources to help you with those home improvement projects. And we're actually going to run out of time, so I can't go through the entire list, but just, you know, think about what you're doing before you do work on your house and make sure it's going to make sense when you go to sell your house. We'll be back next week. I'm filling my calendar for July. I can't tell you quite yet who all is going to be on, but we do have some guests coming on in July and some interesting topics. All about real estate. So I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Have a wonderful Sunday. Have a great week. We'll see you next Sunday.
The preceding was a paid presentation. News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. You might have been snoozing when history was made overnight. Now there's reaction to Donald Trump becoming the first U.S. president. Well,